NBC analyst, Waltz doesn't broaden Democrat appeal to blue-collar voters. By Nick Gilbertson on August 7, 2024. NBC News political correspondent Steve Kurnatsky said Tuesday that Governor Tim Waltz, DMN, Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, does not help the Democrat ticket in blue-collar areas and small communities in key Rust Belt states, based on his 2022 re-election performance in Minnesota. Kurnatsky appeared on Meet the Press Now on Tuesday, where he dove into the contours of the 2022 Minnesota gubernatorial race between Waltz and Republican Scott Jensen and how it provides insight into whether or not Waltz can make inroads with blue-collar and small-town voters that Democrats have fallen behind with. If you're talking about boosting the Democrats in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, you're talking about, can you do something in those states where Democrats have lost all that ground? Looking at what Waltz did in Minnesota, you don't see that value add, he said. Watch. Waltz, in typical Democrat fashion, performed well in urban areas but poorly in blue-collar areas, small towns, and rural spots. Kurnatsky noted that the densely populated Twin Cities area propelled Waltz to victory, but his poor performance in red Greater Minnesota was on par with President Joe Biden's against former President Donald Trump in 2020. Both of which were severe drop-offs compared to President Barack Obama's more competitive showing in 2012. For example, Jensen won Stearns County northwest of the Twin Cities over Waltz by a margin of 59.8% to 36.9%, a 22.9-point margin. In 2020, Trump beat Biden there by 22.5 points, garnering 60.1% and 37.6%, respectively. Trump had an even bigger win over Clinton in 2016 by 27.7 points. In comparison, Obama was much more competitive than Clinton, Biden, and Waltz in these areas a dozen years ago, losing to then-Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney by 12 points, as Kurnatsky's board showed. This is the kind of place Democrats in the pre-Trump era. They weren't necessarily winning, but they were pretty competitive. And that was true in Greater Minnesota. That was true in small-town Wisconsin. That was true in small-town Michigan. And that was true in small-town Pennsylvania, Kurnatsky said. That is where the floor has fallen out for Democrats since Donald Trump emerged, he added. Now, Tim Waltz won in 2022, obviously. But he didn't show any new strength in the parts of Minnesota where the Democrats have really fallen behind in the Trump era. Waltz is notably a radical left progressive, Breitbart News has noted. For example, he has signed legislation to put women's hygiene products in boys' bathrooms, signed legislation allowing for illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses, and ordered Minnesota to be a trans refugee, to name a few of his policy views. His far-left views on a number of issues could hurt the Harris-Waltz ticket with crucial swing voters and moderates, especially in areas Kurnatsky is talking about, such as Spears County and other blue-collar communities throughout the Rust Belt.